WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Charlottesville braces for another big rally while the city is still raw from the July KKK rally and the police response. Yet another poll shows Democrat Northam leading Republican Gillespie for governor. And we take a look at the mortgage tax deduction. Will tax reform happen and change that in Washington? This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, August 10th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
Democrat Ralph Northam leads Republican Ed Gillespie in yet another poll, this one 47-38% in the Virginia governor's race. That's from a Quinnipiac University poll released yesterday. Charles Fishburne with our partner station WCVE reports.
Peter Brown, assistant poll director, says
a close race with Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam holding a 6-point lead over former Republican National Chairman Ed Gillespie. 6 points is a nice lead, but not overwhelming, certainly.
And he says Gillespie is doing well despite President Trump's negative numbers in Virginia.
They don't like Donald Trump very much, and that's what's interesting about Mr. Gillespie's position, is that he has done a reasonably good job to this point of convincing a fairly significant number of Virginia voters that he's his own man.
The poll shows Trump's disapproval rating in Virginia at 61-36. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
As Washington turns its attention from health care to taxes, critics of the tax code on the right and left mostly agree on one thing. Too many tax breaks benefit wealthy people. And Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has that story.
Do you own a yacht or a second home? Great, you qualify for a mortgage interest deduction. Laura Gorin at the Commonwealth Institute says the vast majority of people who benefit from the mortgage interest deduction don't need it to afford the house they're living in.
Many of the federal and state tax breaks that are intended to help families who are struggling to get by instead provide most of their benefit to well-off individuals.
A recent study of the Virginia tax code found that more than half of the tax preferences that were created to help low-income people actually do the exact opposite. Wealthy people use them as tax loopholes. John Buell at the Tax Foundation says part of the problem is that low-income people usually don't get involved with itemizing deductions. As a result, he says one potential solution could be to get rid of a lot of those itemized deductions and instead double the standard deduction.
People would at least feel more favorable toward using the standard deduction and not feeling so negatively about losing the tax breaks that a lot of people are quite fond of and are often quite politically popular.
Making that kind of change could have dramatic consequences at the federal level and at the state level. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally, we're going to get to our feature story previewing this weekend's alt-right rally in Charlottesville in just a moment, but there are some new developments in that story today. The Daily Progress is reporting that the sponsor of that white nationalist rally planned for Saturday in Charlottesville is getting help from the Virginia ACLU and the Albemarle County-based Rutherford Institute in his fight to hold the rally in Emancipation Park in Charlottesville. Charlottesville city officials have moved the permit for the rally to McIntyre Park, which is much larger but also farther away from downtown. The rally aims to support keeping the statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee in Emancipation Park. Officials say the change of venue is constitutional because it is based on safety concerns and not the content of the rally. John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute said that, quote, "The First Amendment requires there be a compelling interest to restrict speech, and that has to be a safety issue." Jason Kessler, a local right-wing blogger, is the organizer of the so-called Unite the Right rally. And the backdrop for all of this is the fact that Charlottesville is still reeling from a KKK rally 1 month ago and struggling to find a balance between public safety and safeguarding civil liberties. WMRA's Jordy Yeager has more.
On Monday afternoon, Charlottesville City Manager Maurice Jones told a room of reporters that the city would approve the permit for Saturday's alt-right rally on one condition: that organizer Jason Kessler move it to nearby McIntyre Park.
"We believe that the proposal to move the demonstration to McIntyre Park strikes an appropriate balance between Mr. Kessler's right to organize a demonstration on the one hand and a city's obligation to maintain public safety and protect public and private property on the other."
Kessler immediately rejected the proposal, calling for attendees to stick to the plan: gather in Emancipation Park. though Kessler called it by its former name, Lee Park. He said the city's vote to rename the park and remove the Lee statue in its center is at the heart of the rally. But as the number of people expected to attend the rally has increased, from hundreds to perhaps thousands, so too has the anxiety for city officials. In no small part because 1 month ago, Charlottesville witnessed a protest and a police reaction on a scale never before seen. More than 1,500 people flooded the city's streets in protest of the Ku Klux Klan, which itself was protesting the renaming of the park that surrounds a giant statue of Stonewall Jackson. Police responded with more than 200 local and state officers, arresting 22 people over the course of the day. But it wasn't until the Klan left that things got ugly. A small group of protesters with backs turned to the police locked arms across High Street, refusing to leave. The police, dressed in bulletproof armor with ballistic shields and gas masks, fired three canisters of tear gas into the crowd. 9 days afterwards, dozens of city residents packed into City Council's chamber for its biweekly meeting. They were mad, but not at the Klan. Jelaine Schmidt is an organizer with the local Black Lives Matter movement and an associate professor of religious studies at the University of Virginia.
This has to stop, this militarization of the police. When there's militarization, the inevitable result is violence. To a hammer, everything's a nail.
Thank you.
Residents were deeply concerned, especially because 2 to 3 times as many people are estimated to be attending this Saturday's White Nationalists Unite the Right rally. Riot gear, tear gas, armored vehicles. How will the police respond this time?
Good evening. I'm Mary Bauer. I'm the executive director of the Legal Aid Justice Center.
After the KKK rally, Bauer, along with the American Civil Liberties Union, the Rutherford Institute, and the National Lawyers Guild, called for an outside investigation of police tactics.
We appreciate these are difficult issues, but we have profound concerns about the militarized law enforcement presence on July 8th. With police dressed in riot gear, driving armored vehicles, and carrying weapons typically reserved for war zones. We ask the city to acknowledge that this choice to use these kind of tactics instead of planning for de-escalation is inconsistent with Charlottesville's values and good policing.
The city seems to have weighed these concerns and others in its decision to ask that Saturday's rally be moved. In an interview following last month's KKK rally, Charlottesville Police Chief Al Thomas said that upon the Klan's arrival, city police lost control of the growing crowd of protesters and had to call in Virginia State Police reinforcements. And even then, Thomas said the Klan had been granted a permit to assemble for an hour, but the increasing anger and vitriol in the crowd forced him to make another call.
After 30 minutes of their rally, I made a decision to go ahead and cut it short. They had 30 minutes, and we told them they had to end it and they had to leave. You could just sense the crowd becoming more volatile, and I was concerned at that point for public safety, and we shut it down and told them they had to leave.
Thomas saw the close quarters, the massive crowd, the mounting fury. It was a recipe for disaster. And when the Klan left, all of those ingredients switched focus from the KKK to the officers. Thomas, who was Charlottesville's first African-American police chief, said that while he didn't like it, he understood it.
I was very disappointed, not necessarily surprised. I was very disappointed, but that's what the Klan does. The Klan, they incite hate, violence, fear, anger, terror. That's what they do. They incite that. And so at times, it makes it very difficult for people to regulate their emotions when you deal with this. So not so much surprised, just disappointed that it happened.
Now, city officials are hoping to avoid or at least mitigate some of those same aspects with Saturday's rally. For starters, McIntyre is a vastly larger park. Instead of one square block downtown, it would give activists, protesters, and police more than 50 acres to move about. Additionally, nearly 4 dozen area businesses and even the city library said they were considering closing on Saturday out of fear for their safety and the negative potential economic toll the rally could take. But Kessler, along with rally headliner and white nationalist Richard Spencer, have said they'll assemble downtown as planned at the base of the Lee statue. Meanwhile, activists and those opposing the alt-right rally, including Cornel West and a coalition of faith leaders, have been granted permits to assemble in nearby Justice and McGuffey parks. For WMRA News, I'm Jordy Yeager.
And you can learn more about this weekend's planned events at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Thursday.